الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as it is common with everything in this earth, with every creation on this earth, that over passage of time it accumulates dust and ghubar, and it has some malfunctioning in it, it has malnutrition in it, it has some thing that goes haywire and doesn't perform according to what it is supposed to perform. There are so many things we can name. Maybe the house, if it's not doing what it's supposed to do, we renovate it, we refurbish it, we try to fix it. If it's the car, if it's not doing its job to transport from us from one place to another, we try to fix it, we try to overhaul it, or sell it, get a new one. And similarly, all the appliances that we use, a vacuum cleaner, electronic appliances, everything that is in this dunya, if you look at it, the way Allah has created the dunya, every makhluk, every creation has to go through process. The plants, we have to water them. They're also a makhluk. Otherwise, they'll die out. The grass also finishes. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-Khaliq al-Haqiqi, is telling us that don't just think that the makhlukat, the creations of Allah, have been just created and then left alone. The creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makhlukat, have been created, and there is a nizam, there is a system to maintain them. If Allah has created a system to maintain the whole nizam, al-kawm, al-shams, wal-qamar, wal-samawat al-ulya, wal-kawakib, if Allah has made a nizam, a system to maintain the sun, the moon, the planets, and the galaxy and everything. I mean, look at the subhanAllah, look at the creation of Allah subhanAllah, so perfect, so bright, luminous, that the sun does not move an inch, forget an inch, not even a millimeter from its path without the permission of Allah subhanAllah. But everything is going, كُلُّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah subhanAllah says everyone is swimming, everyone is going around in their own orbit, and everyone is going through a system to be maintained. Because if maintenance is not there, what's going to happen? That creation, makhluk, is going to die out. And that is why Allah SWT tells us, we are also makhluk of Allah, insan. Insan, Allah SWT has created him and has given him food, has given him rizq, has given him clothing, has given parents, has taken care of everything. There's a nizam for the maintenance of insan. But in this maintenance, sometimes we forget to maintain ourselves. That is why Rasulullah said to the Sahaba once, he said, جَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ. Renew your iman, تَجْدِيدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Because iman is something that fluctuates. It moves. Sometimes you feel very high. When you've just come back from Hajj or Umrah, you feel the iman, you feel the charge, you boost. On the first day of Shawwal, after praying Salatul Eid, you feel the charge, the boost, that yes, I can fast 6 more days of Shawwal. But by the time Muharram comes, Ashura, you feel like, oh, maybe I can't fast. In other words, everything fluctuates, moves. It increases, it decreases. And if we do not do something to maintain it, to continuously maintain it and increase it, we are going to make it like كَأَنَّهُمْ مَيِّتْ. And that is what Allah says in the Quran. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are they equal, those who know and those who do not know? Of course not. كَلَّا. They're not equal. Because the one who knows, الَّذِي يَعْلَمْ, he knows, she knows that they have to protect their iman. So the Sahaba asked, كيف نجدد إيماننا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How can we renew our iman? Do we have to do something? Do we have to go outside and cut the wood and bring it here back to Medina? Or do we have to go and take a ghusl where we really clean the chest or something over the heart? What do we have to do? كيف نجدد الإيمان. So Rasulullah replied back in saying, look, he did not give a big formula. He didn't say a big thing to renew the iman and rejuvenate. He said, قولوا يا أصحابي, my companions, رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين, he said, قولوا لا إله إلا الله. إذا معنى أن تجديد الإيمان يحصل بتذكير اسم الله على اللسان. Meaning the renewal of iman, rejuvenation of iman comes by pronouncing the name of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. As much as we make dhikr of this kalima, it is renewing the iman. We may not see it happen with our eyes. It's not something that is tangible. It is not something visual. You cannot see with your eyes. You cannot see a video or a DVD that how when you say La ilaha illallah, something happens in the heart, something happens in the brain, something happens in the eye. How when you say La ilaha illallah, something happens in the ear and you like stop listening to riba, namima, and anything that is fahsh. We can't see that. It is invisible, intangible. But Rasulullah is saying, الصادق الأمين that جددوا إيمانكم قولوا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Now this is our khutbah today. We'll finish in this 20 minutes. Why did Rasulullah say to the Sahaba that don't pray 20 or 100 rak'at, don't fast 100 days or 50 days, this is how you review. He just said one simple medicine, one simple cure remedy. He said just قولوا لا إله الله. If he wanted, he could have given a big prescription. Do so many prayers, do so many fasts, do so many sadaqah, do so many zakat, do so much birr, and then this will renew your iman, tajdeed al-iman. No, he said, tajdeed al-iman yahsil bimujarrad kalam min al-lisan, la ilaha illallah. Why? Limaza? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his kalima, is rejuvenating the takhliq of insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, that he has created us in the Quran. I mean, in the Quran, Allah SWT told us in Surah Taha that he has created us to worship him. Why? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So the ta'abbud of Allah SWT is through the shahada. And the shahada we say it so many times. We take it for granted. We think of it as a trivial thing. But it has at least 5 different aspects. And that's what we're going to discuss today. What does La ilaha illallah mean to us, to a mu'min, to the insan? Why did Rasulullah say, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ, and you see that your iman will be transforming, rejuvenating, reviving? If only we understand what does La ilaha illallah entail? What does it require from us, demand from us? When we say La ilaha illallah, the first thing out of the 5, من الخمسة, is لَا مَعْبُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. لا إله إلا الله means أولاً لا معبود إلا الله, لا نعبد إلا إياه, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And the second thing, لا محبوب إلا الله. If you worship Allah means Allah has to be الحبيب الحقيقي. لا نحب أي شيء قبل الله سبحانه وتعالى. First thing we love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Then the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the abawain, the parents, the father, mother, then the brother, sisters, the husband, the wife, and all the things come. But first thing, because that's what Allah said in Surah Tawbah, if you love your parents, you love your relatives, you love dunya and tijar, everything more than Allah, then be ready for a great punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah is saying, the first hub is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah bimana awwalan, La ma'buda illallah. Number 2, thaniyan, La mahbuda illallah. Number 3, thalithan, La mutasarrifun illallah. Allah huwa alladhi tasarrifu an ibadihi, an al-kawm, an al-khalaiq, kulli shay. Meaning there is no one that we can consider and think is controlling the affairs of the dunya. There is no one who's running the affairs, maintaining everything. Just because we put water on the grass, we see grass growing, doesn't mean that we are the one. Allah is the one who made the water. He is the one who made that water to go deep down into the land and so that the soil can be soggy and then nourish the grass so that after 2 weeks you see grass is growing. Or after 2-3 days. Meaning this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Tawheed requires and demands us to understand. That is only if we understand these 5 aspects of shahada, the 5 aspects of this kalima, La ilaha illallah, we understand, then we can understand how our iman is being revived. Tajdeed. So again, La ma'buda illallah, La mahbuda illallah, La mutasarrifa illallah, La marjuwa illallah, La narju ahadan illallah. We don't desire, seek anything except Allah. نرجو رضا الله. We desire, we wish for the rida of Allah. Yes, we do wish for the pleasure of our parents, but we cannot please the parents at the cost of Allah. If the parent says, don't do this, don't do that, and that thing is against Sharia, against Islam, then we cannot obey the parents, because we are disobeying Allah. We're making Allah upset for the rida of parents. Hasha lillah, abadan. We can never do that. We can never make Allah upset for the rida, pleasure of our parents. Rather, it's vice versa. We can upset the parents for the rida of Allah. Like the Sahaba, Ridwan Majma'in, when they became Muslim, many of the parents, they would punish them, they would torture them, they say, get away from Deen Muhammad, get away from this. Hal sabat, have you ditched your religion? But the children, they didn't say, off. They bear the torture, they bear the punishment, because they knew, La ma'buda illa Allah, La mahbuda illa Allah, La mutasarrifun illa Allah, La marjuun illa Allah. وخامسنا الأخير لا مخوف إلا الله لا نخاف من أي شيء إلا الله لا نخاف من الدنيا والشياطين والأشياء وكذا وكذا الآخر نخاف من ربنا. We fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't fear anyone. Whoever doesn't fear the dunya and the makhlukat in the dunya and only fears Allah, that is a successful person. These are the five aspects, and we'll finish with this, that how each aspect is applicable to me and you today in 2006. A woman, the first thing, لَا مَعْبُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. How does that translate practically? In a day-to-day work, if I'm a student, if I have a work, I have a career, how does this kalima translate into this practical life? First thing, لَا مَعْبُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So we don't go out there to worship our bosses, our supervisor, the malik of the company, the owner of the company. We don't worship our customers if we are in a business, tijarah. We don't worship anything else. We don't worship our parents even. We don't worship our relatives. We don't worship anyone except Allah. And that's why when we worship the one we worship, we also seek help from Him. That's the meaning of Surah Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ الَّذِي نَعْبُدُ من النفس الذي نعبد نستعين به كمان إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In one ayah, Allah Jalla both the things. He gathered both the things in one ayah. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You only Allah do we worship, and because we worship you only Allah, we seek help from you. نستعين بك يا الله. خلاص. It does not mean that we go from door to door begging people, pleading. We don't beg except in front of Allah. We don't request except Allah. But yes, نَتَّخِذُ بِالْأَسْبَابِ. We take with the means. First thing is تَوَكَّلَ Allah, and then we sit out of the door, because تَوَكَّلَ Allah does not mean that you sit at home with your hands folded and say, oh, the problem's gonna solve, that's it. تَوَكَّلَ Allah. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves the one who relies upon Him. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't be foolish. Be intelligent. Use your aql. First of all, rely on me. Depend on me. Seek me. Seek my pleasure. And then just sit out of the door. Go outside in the world and take by the means. If it means taking by the means to go to someone's door and asking them help in that aspect, it is part of it. But the thing is, not to ridicule yourself. Not to insult yourself. Humiliate yourself in front of others. We see, especially in Muslim countries, when somebody knows that this person is higher up, hierarchy, in the upper echelons of society, they will go and put their hat, or put their pagri, or their turban, they'll put everything in the front, say, you are my everything. I have come to your door. All the doors are mughlaq, closed. Yours is the only door. Please save me and my family in this problem, in this affair. There are Muslim men who do this in Muslim countries even today. Don't they realize what they're doing? They're humiliating, self-insult, self-humiliation in front of others. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you, O insan, I've created with izzat nafs, a self-morale, self-respect, self-esteem. Do not deliberately, purposely put yourself so low and down in front of others just by thinking, this is the man or this is the person that said that I can solve my issue right now at the moment. No. It's not that man. That man or that person or that family may be only a means. But the first thing that we go to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. putting yourself low in front of Allah, there's no haraj in that. Making yourself so low in front of Allah that as if insan is helpless, is all kind of nothing to have them. That is what is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'a Allah. Rasulullah said, whoever makes tawada in the sense of humility and humbleness, whoever thinks of themselves very low, and Allah shame with Allah, wa anta al-khaliq al-haqiqi, things like that in dua, in sujood, when a person makes that, it is very beloved to Allah. Allah is loving this gesture, this attitude of the insan, of the maqloob, of the abd. But look, this abd is saying, ana la shay, I'm nothing. Khalaqtani min tin, wa anta al-khaliq al-haqiqi, wa anta sawaytani wa kasawtani wa razaqtani. Meaning, when you put yourself in the ajizu and kisari, meaning in the tawada in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and putting yourself so, it's not that we say we humiliate ourselves, it's that we put ourselves to the lowest of the low in front of Allah. This act is very beloved to the Creator, the Master, because He says, look, this person knows their maqam, and this person is really valuing my maqam as the Khaliq, as the Malik, as the Razi. So Allah gathers that person, solves their issues and affairs and problems. And that is what we see, la ma'buda illa Allah. We do not worship anyone except Allah SWT. We don't worship the boss, we don't worship the markets, we don't worship the companies, we don't worship other people, we don't worship the uncles and aunts and parents and children. But we worship Allah SWT. Sometimes parents, they become very indebted, subdued to their children. Oh, my son is so great. In now is in this old age, he's taking care of me, he's everything. So they feel like as if they're so indebted, as if almost to the extent that they worship their son and daughter. This is the concept that is being realized in La ilaha illallah, La ma'budu illallah. Do not put yourself low in front of makhluq, but put yourself low in front of Khaliq. And rather, keep your self-esteem, self-morale intact. Even if you are in difficult times, don't demoralize yourself. Of course, the one that we worship, we have to love. Without love, you can't worship anyone. That's why the second aspect of this kalima, La ilaha illallah, La mahbuda illallah. The second aspect of this is that Allah SWT is saying in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, verse 165, وَمِنِ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيشْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Subhanallah, what a beautiful ayah. Allah SWT is making us understand and realize, look, the reason you worship me, because I, Allah, should be the most mahbub to you. Nothing on this earth, on the face of this earth, or in this whole universe, should be more beloved to us than Allah. Right? Or wrong? You decide for yourself. If I, in my heart, love something more than Allah, I need to question my iman. I need to think, why am I saying La ilaha illallah? Ma ma'na La ilaha illallah? Ma'na to La ilaha illallah? La mahbuba illallah. La mahbuba say Allah. And that's what Allah is saying, wa min al-nasi. And from one's human being, nas, makhluk. Wa min al-nasi la yattakhidhu min duni Allah. ماذا يتخذون من دون الله أندادا أندادا جمع ند ندا لا ند لله سبحانه وتعالى. ند means no counterpart, no partner. Nothing can share the dominion, the power, the hub of Allah. If we love Rasul Sallam as we love Allah, we have done shirk. Yes, we have done shirk, because there came a people before us who have done that, and they're still doing shirk today because they love Isa alayhi salam كأنه إله. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. In Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will ask Isa al-Islam, Ya Isa, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ أَنْ تَعْبُدُ Or Isa, did you say to your people that worship me and my mother Mary? He said, no. إِنْ قُلْتُ فَعْلَمُ If I said, Ya Allah, Isa al-Islam is going to say in Yawm al-Qiyamah, if I said it, you are known, أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. I never said that. But the people, they elevated him. Oh, he's a prophet, yeah, he's son, oh, he's equal. La. If we have made a makhluk equal to Khaliq, what have we done? We have destroyed the kalima. La ilaha illallah, la mahbuba siwa Allah. Meaning the highest, that does not mean we don't love the prophets of Allah. Tab'an, we love the prophets of Allah. But we don't love any brother of Allah more than Allah. Because Allah sent the prophets for the sake of this love. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِنَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونِ. Allah is saying, we did not send any prophet before you except the same thing, that don't worship anyone except Allah. So that's what Allah is saying. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And for amongst people, human beings, there are people who take a partner with Allah. يُحِبُّوا لَهُمْ. They love their partners كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, as they love Allah. And then Allah subhanahu negates that, saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those who believe in La ilaha illallah, believe in Akhirah, believe in Allah. What is for them? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, the maximum love they have is for Allah. Then the Prophet alayhi salam, then all the Prophets, and then the parents, al akhiri. The third part, لَا مُتَصَرِّفُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very beautiful ayah in Surah Maryam. Well, one of my brothers and sisters, this ayah the Sahaba used to read, and they fell down fainting on the ground. It's such a powerful ayah. The Sahaba used to recite this ayah crying for hours and hours. It wouldn't stop, the tears. الدموع من العيون لا تنقطع. Look at the ayah in Surah Maryam, Surah 19, verse 65. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts his ayah, phrase, sentence so beautifully that if we, even if you don't know Arabic, but you try to understand the ayah, it hits your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبِّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبْرِ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Su'al, istifham min Allah. Allah yas'aluna su'al. Allah is asking me a new question. Subhanallah, al-khaliq yas'alan al-makhluq. It's a metaphorical expression. It's a question that is rhetorical, where the answer is always going to be kalla abadan ya Allah. What is the question? Allah is saying, hal ta'lamu lahu samiyya? But before that, what does Allah say? Rabbu as-samawati wal-ard wa ma baynahuma fa'budhu. Allah is the Rabb of the samawat and earth. Everything, all the heaven and the skies and the earth and all the planets, He's the Rabb of that. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what are in between that? فَعْبُدْهُ, He deserves to be worshipped. So worship Him. What should you do after worshipping? وَاسْتَبْرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Don't just worship Him, but have the sabr, have the patience and perseverance, have the guts and stamina to remain on His ibadah. Otherwise, what good is it that you worship Allah for 15, 20 years of your life, and before death, your brain goes berserk and you say, oh, I don't need to pray, I don't need to fast, I have shukur, I don't know if I'm supposed to be Muslim or not. And then you die like that. What a evil khitam. إِنَّمَا الْأُمُورُ بِخَوَاتِمِهَا. The affairs of the world and life are with what it ends. If the life of a mu'min ends on kufr, on shirk, on shak and raib, what good is all those years of ibadah? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wastabir, wastabir, yani isbir ala al-ibadah, isbir ala ta'ati Allah, isbir ala ubudiyati Allah, wastabir alayha, wastabir li'ibadati. And then Allah asks the question, هل تعلم له سمية؟ يعني لا سمية لله, لا نظير لله, لا نثير لله. There is no example for Allah. There is no name for Allah. There is no other person equivalent to Allah. Or there is no other name in this whole universe that is equivalent to the name Allah. That's why non-Muslims sometimes they ask, why do you call God Allah? Because Allah meaning the one and only, the unique. God could be anything. People took sun as God. People took trees, ashjar as God. People took hajar, stones as God. People took prophets as God. God could be anything. But Allah, لا تعلم له سميا. There is no name for except Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم والسلام فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسنة لسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, those of us who came late, we are discussing today about the topic of La ilaha illallah, the kalima. To us, it feels like childish, very baby kind of thing. Oh, everybody knows kalima. Everybody knows the kalima, shahada, La ilaha illallah. But Rasulullah said to the Sahaba, Jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman, renew your faith. Keep your iman and your heart intact. And make tajdeed, removal, refining it, refurbishing it all the time. Rejuvenating your iman, because iman is something that increases or decreases. If it decreases so much, a person can go to shirk and kufr. As we see in this life, so many people, they become murtabd. Irtabdu ala deenih. Why? Because iman yanqus wa yanqus wa yanqus wa yanqus wa yanqus. Iman is decreasing, 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 until the whole bucket is empty. So when it's empty, if there's an empty basket, empty bucket, what's going to be? They are vulnerable to shaitan. Shaitan is going to come and topple. So what happens? Al-insan yaruddu ala deen. Yartad ala deen. Insan becomes. So many people, there are so many things. So that's why we're seeing why the Rasulullah said, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ وَجَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ. Rasulullah said to the Sahaba, say La ilaha illallah all the time, daiman abadan. Every time. You don't just have to say La ilaha illallah when you're sitting after your salawat making zikr. You could be driving the car, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Riding on a bus, La ilaha illallah. You're working on your computer, La ilaha illallah, in the middle. You're tired, you want to take a break, you stretch your hand, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, da'iman ala lisan al insan. When this La ilaha illallah is all the time there, with the meaning and understanding, al-fahm, then the person will rejuvenate their iman, revive, tajdeed their iman. Otherwise, if they just say like a parrot, total, like a bird, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, but they don't know what does La ilaha illallah mean. La ilaha illallah has five aspects, and that's what we've been discussing today. In the first part of the khutbah, we discussed three of it. La ma'buda illallah. This is the meaning number one of La ilallah. Number two, La mahbuda illallah. There is no one to be loved more than Allah. Number three, La mutafarrifa illallah. There is no one who controls the affairs of all this dunya except Allah. Because when we think about this, we will tawakkal Allah. Wa man yatawakkal Allah, fahuwa hasbuhu. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. This was the saying of Ibrahim al-Islam when he was being thrown in the fire. That Jibreel al-Islam came to him, Ya Ibrahim, alaka haja? Amma anta? La. You? No. Laysa haja li bika. Walakin hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me and He's the best in trustee. And that is what this part of the kalima means. La mutasarrifu illallah. If we know that Allah is mutasarrifu al-haqiqi, ana da'iman atawakkalu ala Allah. وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Allah loves those who rely and depend on Him, those who know the maqam of Allah, and those who know that Allah is my savior, my protector, my preserver, my provider all the time. And yes, they take by the asbab. Number four, لا مرجوا إلا الله. We don't desire or seek any pleasure of anyone except Allah. Aisha bint Abi Bakr, radiallahu anha, the Umm al-Mu'mineen, and the wife of Rasulullah, she said once that we learned, Rasulullah taught us, that if you seek the pleasure of Allah by displeasing insan, makhluqat, Allah will yarfa'k, Allah will raise you, make you izza and maqam. But if you seek the pleasure of nas, makhluq, by displeasing Allah, Allah will make you busy in the dunya. You know, sometimes people say today, I'm so busy, I'm very busy, hectic, I have no time. So life is, the schedule is so tight, I have no time for qira'at al-Qur'an, I have no time for tahajjud, I have no time for amal salihat, I have no time for nawafil, extra deeds. Maybe they ought to start thinking, am I pleasing people by displeasing Allah, or am I pleasing Allah by displeasing people? Meaning Aisha Ta'ala is explaining to us, if you displease people, but you're making Allah radi, that is enough. Does not mean that you be rude to people. No. If somebody asks you to do something and you know that it's a violation of Sharia, violation of the Qawaneen of Allah, you displease them. Sorry, I cannot do that. I cannot change, compromise, sacrifice my values, my deen. And the only one who would do that is the one who yarju rahmat rabbik. Whoever desires the rahmah of Allah, that is the one who will displease people by pleasing Allah. But the one who desires dunya and desires that people accept me, people love me, people appreciate me, they will be displeasing Allah.
فَهُمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ اللَّهِ. And that's why لا إله إلا الله means لا مَرْجُوًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no one to be desired except the rid of Allah. And finally, خَامِسًا وَآخِرًا لا مُخَوِّفٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no one to be feared except Allah. Allah says in the Quran, very beautiful ayah, in Surah Yasin, Surah 36, verse 22, وَلَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. In fact, in another surah, Allah says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءُهُ فَيَتَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is saying, do not fear shaitan. One of the ways that shaitan attacks our iman, attacks our yaqeen, and attacks our trust with Allah is by scaring us. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعْدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. The shaitan threatens you with faqr, poverty, والفحشاء, and doing bad things and evil things. In another place, Allah says the shaitan tries to scare you. How? By putting fear. Fear, loss of life, loss of assets, money, loss of that, loss of this, even loss of time. When we find no barak in time, it is shaitan making us so cowardice that we find no barak in time. Because barak in time comes from Allah, from the khashi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa khafuni and in kuntum mu'mineen. Because brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, what is the bottom line of kalima shahada? Khawf. The sahaba, they did not be scared from their enemies. When they saw the suyuf and they saw the battle and they saw all the things, the army, they were not scared because they knew Allahu ma'ana. When the Sahaba would see him go to places in the land, they will not be scared from anything. Scared means anything. Could be a snake, could be a scorpion, could be an animal, could be something in the dark. Whatever it is, because the one who fears Allah has iman al-haqiqi, has the taqwa, and khashya of Allah has the inner strength to face life's tragedies, to face life's difficulties and problems, to face the fear that may exist out there. There are so many things that exist in this world that are fears. Fear of everything. Fear of loss of job. Loss of a loved one. Fear of loss of children. Fear of loss of anything. Loss of any aspect. Or fear from others. People sometimes they fear others. Oh, I fear my boss. I dare do anything. I will sacrifice Allah and not pray Jummah, but I cannot sacrifice my boss, my job. I will sacrifice and compromise the rules of Allah and no more for Eid Salah. It doesn't really make a difference, but I cannot fear. I have so much fear of my job. Allah is rather saying, what do you fear? You fear your father more than Allah? You fear your boss, your supervisor, manager more than Allah? You fear loss of life more than Allah? You fear loss of mal, money more than Allah? You fear loss of your own self more than Allah? Then that means there is a su'al, question mark, in the iman of the person. Because when a person has khawf min Allah wa khashy min Allah, that person, we don't say that that person is very arrogant and rude. No, that person is calm, complacent. Look at the example in Hijrat of Rasulullah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he got the laqab Siddiq, but he got a little bit scared, little fear. And then what did Rasulullah say? La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. ثَانِيَثْ مَنْ فِي الْغَابِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. When he saw, when Abu Bakr saw that the Quraysh are so close, that's it, now we're going to be exposed. Look at the calmness and serenity, tranquility in Rasulullah. He said, Abu Bakr, Ya Abu Bakr, لَا تَخَافْ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا الَّذِي اللَّهُ مَعَ أَيُّ أَحَدْ لَنْ يُدَيْعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever Allah is with, Allah will never waste them. And there's something to think about for us, especially now in the ayyam of fitn. The scholars say now we're living in the times of fitn. Fitn, plural of fitna, trials and tribulation, problems and difficulties. So many things attack us from right, left, front, back. So many fears come towards us. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of that. But Allah SWT is saying, خَوْفٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ خَشْيَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, you'll be remaining steadfast, مُسْتَقِيمًا in Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq to fear Him. May Allah give us tawfiq to seek His rida and pleasure. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات.